on the bottom of your Dalet Amud Beis. Ovel also betisporis. How do you know that an ovel is not allowed to take a haircut? Nidika Omar Lu Rachmanu Levnei Aron, Roshechem Al Tifro, Michal de Kuliyama also. By Mises Nodav and Ayu, the Rabban Shom made an exception by Bnei Aron and said, you don't, Roshechem Al Tifro, don't let your hair grow. Michal, that regular people do have to let their hair grow and can't cut it. Rashi Al Tifro, Gidul Seya. Al Tifro means, don't let your hair grow. High krog of a mrs. not of an aviuksiv. The itzvich krog of mishre lehu michlal dachrini asurim. You're the exception. You don't let your hair grow. But everybody else has to let their hair grow. Okay. Mitzoroyin. We don't have this over here. Afagav the siva rosho ye parua. Hadorish eva kamon lehai parua lemil sachrisi. By mitzora also he's not allowed to take a haircut, even though it says rosho ye parua. Right, that we learn from a different halacha from that pasuk. So the shaila of the metzora having allowed to be cut his hair or not can't learn from that pasuk. So Gemara has a shaila. Menudim u'metzorayin mahin b'tisporis. That is a menuda and a metzora who have similar dinim to avelus. Are they also aser b'tisporis? And like the Rashi said before, the shaila by a metzora, even though it says Varosho Yeparua, we'll see later on the Gemara learns something else from that pasuk. Okay, Medura Metzora Ma Rashi Lahachi Ka'amar Luhu Bahadadi Mishum the Pashit Luhu Bahadadi. The reason they ask them together, they don't have the same halachas. Some halachas apply to Menuda, not Metzora, and vice versa. But they asked it together, not because they always have the same halacha, because the Maishra were going to learn from the same place. So the Gemara killed two birds with one stone and asked the question together and answered it together. Toshma. Menudim u'metzoroim asurim l'saper u'lechabes. Right, menuda and a metzora are not allowed to take a haircut and not allowed to wash their clothing. Menuda shemes, a person who died beniduyo, he never got the nidui matir. Based in Soklin Sarona, they stone his arm. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loshi Yamidu of Galavonim ki Galo Shalacha. Not that they stoned mamash with a whole heap of stones. They send a shliach bezin who puts one big stone al arono. Some say that it's for kapara, since the guy died the nidui, he never got the nidui mutter, so he needs more kapara. Others say that it's also, since he was mezalzel in the covet of chachamim and didn't bother to get the nidui mutter, this is an onish for being mezalzel the Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi, Menuda Shemei, safe in the Braisa. This is the end of that Braisa that says a Menuda and a Metzora are not allowed to take a haircut or wash their clothing. Kigalo shel Ochan, d'si v'yakimulov galavonim godl. By Ochan, right, they put a big heap of stones on his arm, on his kever. Right, that's not what happens over here. Okay. Oval chai batifas harosh. An oval is chai batifas harosh. Used to be, the Taimonim still do that. That an oval had to cover his head with his talus all day, and mamash to put the talus down so it covered his nose and up until his mouth. So his whole head, whole face was covered. Bizman Azim don't do that because we're not knowing Bechlal ever to have Atifa Sarosh like that. It's like the Arabs, what's it called, cover their face. We don't do that, and therefore it would look like a Chuchot Tlula, so we're not knowing Batifa Sarosh. This machlokus has shown them when exactly you need Atifa Sarosh. Some hold you only need Atifa Sarosh when people come to Menachem Oval. Then they used to cover their head, and the rest of the day they sat regular. And some hold Pumfakir. The whole day they sat with Atifa Sarosh. And when people came to Menachem, then they uncovered their face. How do you know an Oval is chayv in Atifa Sarosh? Yecheskel was told to observe a symbolic avelus. This is a for Klal Yisrael. It's a symbolic avelus. So the Rabban Shem told Yecheskel, velosate al sotam. Right? You don't cover your face. You don't cover your lips, your mustache. Right? Which means put your talus down till there. Mashma mechlal de kulei alma mechayvik. You're only having a symbolic avelus, so you don't have to do this. Mashma, that other people who have a real avelus have to do it. Menuda mahu bativa sarosh. How about a menuda? Does he have the same din of avelus legabe ativa sarosh as an oval? Om Rav Yosef Toshma, the Hamis Atvin, the Yoshin, Kiminudim Uka Avelim, Ad Shirach Malem and Hashemayim. We learned in Tainis that after the 13 Taniyos finish and still didn't rain, so they sit like Avelim and Menudim, right? It's as if the Rabban Shom already put them in Nidui because he didn't make it rain. So they sit like Avelim and Menudim until the Rabban Shom Rav Malem. Misatvin, the Yoshin. Mashma, that just like an oval has Itu Farosh, and menuda also. Amar le Abaye, Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dechomer. No, maybe there's no raya from there. They're menuda from the Ribono Shel Olam. He didn't bring rain, he put them into cheirim, as if. So there it's more chomer, and a menuda min ha-shamayim has to have atifa sarosh. But a regular menuda that's only because he was mevaza tamut chacham or whatever, and they put him in cheirim, that maybe is not as chomer as a nidui that's directly from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore you don't need atifa sarosh. According to Abaye, there's no raya from that pasuk. Rashi, v'hein misatvim mefurish and seches tainis la'achas shisang u'shloshes rei tanis tzibur. After they went through all the 13 taniyos and they still didn't get rain, they're considered like menudim. Menudim l'shamayim kihani shani dechamiri. Over here, you're menudim in hashamayim. Maybe that's more chomer. Ruhachi tzrich ativa sarosh. Aval acherim einu tzrich ativa sarosh. A regular nidui maybe doesn't need ativa sarosh. Mitzora ma'u bativa sarosh. Mitzora also has certain halachas that he does that are similar to an ovel. Does he need ativa sarosh? Toshma v'al sofam yate. Nechlau shechai bativa sarosh. One of the things it says in the Torah of the Feirish by Mitzora is al sofam yate, to cover his mouth. So even though we learn other halachas in that also, that what's it called? He can't talk. He should keep his lips glued to each other, whatever. Still, we learn this also. Rashi. Yate mashma tiva sarosh. That pasuk al sofam yate is mashma. He has to cover his head. Avel also laniach tefillin. An avel is not allowed to put on tefillin the first day of avelus. You don't wear tefillin. Midikomer li rachmon li yecheskel te'era chavush olecho mechlal de kulei ama osur. So some hold that that's only up until the kvura, but after the kvura you can put on tefillin. We're knowing that the whole first day of Avelus, even after the Kfura, an Ovel doesn't wear tefillin. And if the Kfura was the night before, then the whole next day he doesn't wear tefillin. In other words, the whole 24-hour period of the first day of Avelus, whenever it starts, that finishing off of that 24 hours, he doesn't wear tefillin. Okay, so an Ovel doesn't wear tefillin. Same thing over here. Since Yechezkel was only having a symbolic Avelus, so the Rabban Hashem said, you keep your tefillin on. Pe'er is tefillin. So, mashma, that everybody else doesn't put on their tefillin when they're in Ovel. Menuda ma'u b'tefillin. Menuda, what's the halacha by him? Does he have that halacha of Avelus or not? Teiku. Not clear whether a menuda puts on tefillin or not. Mitzora ma'u b'tefillin. Toshma, v'atzarua l'rabos koin godl. Right, the hatzorua flies. Even a kohen gadol is a mitzora. The god of you prumin shu mikuroyim. He has to wear torn clothing. The rosho yeparua ain't priya legidul sar. Can't cut his hair. Right, give it a blesser. That's what Rebbe Lezer says. So even a kohen gadol who's a mitzora has to wear torn clothing, and what's it called? Has to let his hair grow. Rabbi Akiva omer nemra havaya barosh v'nemra havaya bebeged. Mahavaya amur bebeged dover shechutz migufo, afavaya barosh dover shechutz migufo. Right? It doesn't mean that he lets his hair grow by kohen gadol. It means he doesn't put on something on his head, just like the begodim or something separate from his body. So too, when it says rosho yeparu, it's not talking about his head. It's talking about something that goes on his head. My lava tefillin. So what goes on your head? Tefillin. Mashma that what's it called that he doesn't wear. Tefillin. His head should be uncovered from tefillin. Omer Papa lo, akumsa v'sudra. He shouldn't wear a hat. But tefillin he can wear. So we have no raya one way or the other, whether a mitzora wears tefillin or not. Rashi. Pe'ercha ze tefillin. Dover shuchutz migufu afavaya mura barosh, roshu ye parua mishmash megula. It should be uncovered. Not uncovered from not cutting your hair, but uncovered from something else on your head. Ki inyan dosivu pores rosha isha. Over there also, they uncover her hair, they take off her tichel. Dover shuchutz migufu, v'lo amrin le misar shu migufu. We're not talking about something connected to your head, we're talking about something separate from your head. My love, she arosha megula mitfilin. Mora says, no, akum shu v'sudra. Kolomba, she arosha megula mikum shu v'sudra, avol tfilin meniach. His head should be uncovered from a hat, but he should wear tfilin. So we don't have no raya whether a metzora wears tefillin or not. Avol asur b'sheila shalom, and Avol's not allowed to. You're not allowed to greet him. He's not allowed to greet other people. The kamer le rachmona li yecheskel hanigdom, because the Rambam told yecheskel keep quiet, meaning don't give have sheila shalom. Now the chora, why don't we say the opposite? Since Rambam told yecheskel to keep quiet, mashma other aveilim are allowed to say sheila shalom. So the Rishonim say that since Yecheskel's Avelis was a symbolic Avelis, it's not mistaber that the Rabban Shem told him to do things that other Avelim aren't chayiv in, and he was chayiv. If anything, the Rabban Shem told him he's allowed to do things that other Avelim aren't allowed to do. But that he should do things that other Avelim don't have to do that he has to do, that's not mistaber. So when the Rabban Shem told him what to do, that applies to all Avelim. When it told him, you don't have to do this, mashma, other Avelim, they do have to do it. That's okay. The Ha'omer Le Rachmon Le Yecheskel Hanigdom Kolomer Bedover Zet Tinu Gavelis. This you should be like everybody else. Shetidom Velo Tisha L'Shalom. Keep quiet and don't give Shila Shalom to other people. So now the Gemara says, so that's an Ovel. So an Ovel, you know, is not allowed to have Shila Shalom. Menuda Mahu B'Shila Shalom. Is a Menuda allowed to give Shalom? Omer Rav Yosef Toshma U'Veshila Shalom Shebein Orin L'Chaveiro Kibnei Adam Hanezufim L'Makom. Over there again in Tainus it says that they don't greet each other as if they're menudim lamakum, the zufim lamakum. So you see, the menuda doesn't give shalom. Amar le Abaye, no, dilma menud l'shamayim shani de chomer. No, maybe a menud l'shamayim is more chomer. So menud l'shamayim doesn't give shalom, but a regular menuda maybe does give shalom. So again, we don't have a raya according to Abaye one way or the other. Toshma, de tani gabi taniyos, hein yoshrin ki menudim vavelin. So mashma that a menuda doesn't give shalom. Rabbi says maybe not, maybe only by menuda l'shamayim. Mitzora ma'u b'shila shalom. How about mitzora? Does he have that aspect of avelus that he does not shoil b'shila shalom or not? Toshma ve'al sofam yate shu sifsosa medubako zubazu. Not only does he have to cover his mouth, which we learned ituf, but you also learn the pasuk that his lips should be glued together. Medubako zubazu. Right? He can't open his mouth to give shalom. So lechora, we learned already from this pasuk of ituf, right? Al sofam yate. But then it could should have said the yate. What's sofam? Why do you have to mention sofam? Right? It could have said svaso. Sofam is masha both lips. So there's a ribui here for both things. One, that his lips should be stuck together, and the second one is that he should be covered. Sheik menudu ke'evil. Okay. And he's like a menudu and an oval that he can't have shila shalom. V'osu b'shila shalom. Shema mina. So we see that a metzora has to not have shila shalom. So it says, v'nifshat mina l'menudu. So it says he should be like a menudu and an oval. So mashma menuda also doesn't have shila shalom. So let's be poshet our shayla before by a menuda if he's mutter b'shila shalom. Ravacha bar Pinchas mishmed Rav Yosef miktani she'aser she'akim menuda ka'avil she'aser she'akim menuda ka'avil k'tani milakronisa. Doesn't say that a menuda can't have shila shalom. It says that he's in some way similar to a menuda in an avil, but not always. So it could be that a menuda is yes mutter b'shila shalom. He's not mutter. But in many ways, he's like a menudim and an oval mitzvah. The asur nami b'shila shalom, he's also asur b'shila shalom, even though menudim is not. Safam mashma sitzosa medubakos. The fact that it says safam is mashma that his lips should be stuck together. Miktani kim menudim shasur b'shila shalom. Doesn't say that he's like a menudim that he's asur b'shila shalom. It says he's asur b'shila shalom. And he's like a menuda and an oval in other things. Not lav dafka in this. Oval also b'divrei Torah. An oval's not allowed to learn Torah. Midikom rachmon liyches kill dom. Right? Keep quiet. Keep quiet was from Shila Shalom and from divrei Torah. Okay? Menuda mahu b'divrei Torah. How about a menuda? Is he mutter b'divrei Torah or not? Omrav Yosef Toshma, Menuda Sholne Visholin Lo, Nishkar Viniskarin Lo. Muchram Lo Sholne Velo Sholin Lo, Lo Nishkar Velo Niskarin Lo. Right? A Menuda, which is a lesser degree of Cherim, you can learn, he can teach and he can learn from somebody else. So that the Nidui doesn't apply. And he can work for somebody, and they can work for him. That also, the laws of Nidui don't apply. He can work, other people can work for him. He can teach and he can learn from other people. So you see that a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. But a mukhram, person who's in cherem, he doesn't teach or learn from other people, and he can't be hired out to other people or hire other people. Ovel shomehu liatzmo shelo yatzik es limudo. And Ovel learns for himself in those things that are mutter to learn. Va'oso lo chanus ktana b'shvil parnoso. And for his parnoso, he makes himself a little store. And while he's in Ovel, he can, what's it called? He can earn what he needs to live. Va'omrav zvune maya b'tikser da arovos. What's it called? The Rashi. Let's see Rashi. So they bring down over here that it's not Lamed Yom, it's after 60 days. Person remains in Nidui 60 days and that doesn't get a mutter, right, then we put him in Cherim. The Tikshad Arovas B'Shuk Shalosu Makom. So he says that he can sell water in this in the Shuk. That's what he can do to make a Parnasa. The Shaila, whether in Ovel, who can't learn Torah, but he can learn in Dvarim HaMutarim, he can learn Hilchos Avelos or whatever, is he Chayiv in Talmud Torah? And Mela, he has to learn those things that he's Mutar, or maybe since in Ovel's not allowed to learn Torah, he's not Chayiv in Talmud Torah at all. If he wants to, he could learn the things that are Mutar, but since he's not allowed to learn Be'ikarom, there's a lot of Torah he's not allowed to learn, so he's not Chayiv in Talmud Torah. Shaila. Here's Mashma that he is Chayiv to learn himself. Right, and just has to learn what he's allowed to learn. Okay. Mitzora mao b'divrei Torah. How about a mitzora? Does he have that aspect of avelus of Torah learning or not? Toshma v'odatim levanecha levnei vanecha yom asher amadat levnei Hashem alokecha b'choreif. Teach Torah like you got it in Har Sinai. Ma'ala halam be'im v'yir v'resu v'ziyo. Just like Torah was received with trembling and fear and seriousness. A Metzora, a Zov, a person who was boiled, a Nida, even though they're Tameh, they're allowed to learn Torah because their Tumah does not affect their being able to be serious. But a Balkeri, his Tumah came because he was lightheaded. Let his guard down, right, and became a Balkeri. So that is in contradiction to Be'ema B'yira, and therefore a Balkeri is not allowed. This is part of Takanas Ezra, right? Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah until he goes to the mikveh. So this is an asmachta from this pasuk. It's not really min haTorah. This Takanas Ezra that a Balkeri or anybody Tuma Yotze Migufo, it can't learn Torah. Until he watches a Balkeri, can't learn Torah until he goes to the mikveh. Shmami knows, but you see from there the Metzora could learn Torah. So obviously one of the aspects of Tzoras is not the aspect of not learning Torah. Balikeri nasun with Vishabolo Hemach Masimcha the Kalis Rosh, the Lecha Ema. Right? A Balkeri, his Tumah came to him because of Kalis Rosh, it's the antithesis of Ema. Ovel also betzkich boses. An Ovel is not allowed to wash his clothes. You see, vayishlach yod tekoa, vayikach mishom isha chachoma, vayomer eleho isabli no, velivshi no bigdei evil, vayalta solchi shemen, vahayis ka isha ze yomim rabim, misabeles amnes. So it's a fairish that Yoav told this woman that she should act as if she's an avela, and one of the things she can't do is wash her clothes. How about a menudin and a metzora? Can they wash their clothes or not? Toshma, menudin and metzora, masurim l'saper l'chabes. Shema mino, Feirish, it says.
that a menuda and a mitzora are not allowed to wash their clothes. Avel chai b'kriya. An avel has to tear his clothing. There's a chiyuv of kriya. The kamar lu rachman of ne'aron lo shifromu mechlal de kuli am mechayv. By b'nei Aaron it says, and don't tear your clothing. Mashma, other people have to tear their clothing who are naveli. Right? Menuda mau b'kriya. What about a menuda? Does he have to tear kriya or not? Teku. Mitzora mau b'kriya. Right? Toshma, begod of you prumin. Shiu mikoroyim shma mino. So v'chor, what was the havim? It's a pasuk. Begod of you prumin. So they say that the shayla like this could be that a mitzora just has to wear torn clothing. He doesn't have to make the tear. An avil, if he puts on torn clothing, he's not yotze. He has to make the tear when he's an avil. Right? Could be a mitzora just has to wear torn clothing. The god of you prumi, but not that he has to tear them. That's the shayla in the Gemara. Shayla in the Gemara is a mitzora good enough to wear torn clothing when he's a mitzora, but he doesn't have to actually make the tear, or no, he has a chayiv and kriya too.
What's the raya then?
The raya is that because it says twice in the pasuk. One second, where is it? Because it says twice in the pasuk. No, so Michal Shinnach Takas and Sashemah says it could be the Taka, there's no Chiyu Kriya. He only has to wear Begit Korua, not the Taka, the Chiyu Kriya. It's not that, what's it called, that there was a Havamini the other way. The Pasuk only says like that. That's that much we know from the Pasuk, not much more than that. Okay. Okay. See you tomorrow.
No, he doesn't say we have the mess. That's talking about the tzarua, right?
Right.
So the God of Euphrumim, same pasuk is here.
Right. There it says that it includes the kandel. Here we're saying we're excluding a kandel. A kandel is not.
No, that's over there by the Avelis. It wasn't a Kohen Gadol. That was the Avelis by Nadav and Avihu. That wasn't because of Mitzora. By the Avelis of Nadav and Avihu. That was talking about over there. They said you shouldn't tear your clothes when by Avelis of Nadav and Avihu. Here it's talking about a Mitzora who's a Kohen Gadol. There it's talking about the Kohanim when they were Avelim or Nadav and Avihu. Not when they were Mitzora.